Hey, this is Steve Hockman, and this is actually the second time we're recording this. Because you know what? I think in life, sometimes things don't go perfect right away, but just like the great John Jung is about to profess, you never quit, and you just keep moving forward, man. We probably recorded an interview for about 20 minutes and realized that the little record button wasn't pressed. The little voice thing was moving, but... Hey, take a look. Is that thing moving now?
All right, it's moving. It's good? It's good to go.
Okay,
it's,
man.
It's in red. It's recording.
Oh, gosh. All right, so I'm sitting here with this guy. His name is John Jung. He's one of my good, close personal friends. I call him Mr. Energy. When I would train clients, I thought I had a lot of energy. This is the only person in 10 years that I've ever met that can outdo me energy-wise. The guy has so much energy that he actually built his personal training business up to over $300,000 a year. He then stopped training, and now all he does is his company just markets for trainers, closes deals for trainers, and he gets paid a residual off of that business. And the great John Jung, for the second time in a row, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Steve, for the second time in a row, man. I'm here for you.
You know what? Let's just dive right into this thing, man. Hey, John, what do you think the key is to taking like a dream or a thought into reality? Because I know that you did that with your new business. You got a unique business where you market clothes and close clients for trainers. No one else is doing that I know of. What do you do to make things happen that you want?
You know, the biggest thing is just taking action. You know, we do a lot of cool things that we do for our business model. You know, a long time ago, obviously, when I was training, we trained one-on-one, then we trained semi-private, through group training, through boot camps, and now we pretty much do the same thing without me actually training. So what our business does in Jungle Fitness is that we are a personal training company, essentially.
Can I stop you just for a second?
Go for it.
Really what I want to know is, what do you personally do to turn an idea into a reality?
Okay, so to turn an idea into reality, what we do is we just take action, to be honest with you. It's just taking action. I mean, we'll get into it further in our conversation as well, setting goals and whatnot, but definitely taking action and moving forward and always staying focused.
Mm. Hey, let me ask you a question, dude. You're like a machine. As far as I know, you're not even human. I still have my doubts. Do you ever feel fear or doubt, man?
You know, I don't really fear or doubt. If I do, it's probably for a split 7 seconds. During that 7 seconds, I think about it for, you know, quiet moment, and then I just let it exit out of my mind, and I never think of that thought ever again.
Okay, but how do you like do that?
How do I deal with it? Or how do I exit?
Well, I mean, how do you exit it out of your mind? Because I think a lot of people are probably like, well, that sounds nice, but how do I do that?
Well, you know, the idea is that success is inevitable without quitting. So as long as you tell yourself mentally and physically not to quit, your goals will constantly be able to be positive, and you will inevitably get success.
So you basically are saying that you feel that you could accomplish anything that you want if you don't quit.
Correct.
And that's how you feel. And because you feel that way, you go, wait a minute. I know this sounds scary or whatever, but I know success is inevitable without quitting. So, oh, well, whatever. I'm going to get it.
Exactly.
That's really cool, man. And, hey, how old are you, dude?
27.
How old were you when we met? Like, how long ago was that? Like, were you like 20, 21, 6 years ago?
I was 21.
21.
21, yeah.
Dude, you've done a lot, man, 21. In this short amount of time.
21, turning 22, 21.
Pretty crazy. Hey, tell me about setting goals. Like, what do you do to set your goals? What's your goal-setting strategy?
Well, everyone has their own strategy and how they do it. What I do personally in setting goals is, you know, I have my daily goals, my weekly goals, my monthly goals, my quarterly goals, and then my annual goals. And of course, everyone has their 3 to 5 year goals on what they want to do with their lives. But that's pretty much what I do. And in a nutshell, you know, obviously the latter ones always change, but the beginning ones usually don't. So I always set my daily goals, my weekly goals, my monthly and quarterly, and see from that point on what gets accomplished. And from that point on, you know, I adjust my goals differently if I need to.
Do you like just write them out, or do you have spreadsheets? Like, what's your
All of the above. So I mentally write them out in my head. I write them out physically on paper. I type them out on a computer. I have spreadsheets as well that I file in there.
How often do you look at those spreadsheets?
Every day. Okay. Every day. Yeah, every day I do. You know, multiple times a day.
Okay. Nice. That's important. I really do believe that, man. Like, the more you measure something, the more you make it grow, you know?
Correct.
I can be taken out of context a little bit.
There you go.
I'm talking about spreadsheets, man.
Oh, spreadsheets. Not spreading it. Got it.
Oh, man. Oh, dear. All right. Remind me, leave a note to delete that. All right?
I will.
Okay, good.
I'll tell them.
Hey, how do you stay motivated all the time?
You know, there's a
hand. Honestly, what do you do, dude? Come on.
What do I do to stay?
Pull back the curtain and let us in.
Yeah,
man.
What do I do to stay
motivated?
What
do you
do, bro? You know, I think of myself realistically, where I want to be in 3 to 5 years, and I tell myself that if I could work this hard, this smart, and in this direction, basically for the next 3 to 5 years, I will set myself and my family for the next 30 to 50 years. Mm. That's pretty much what I tell myself every day.
So is that like what's so important to you is your family? Is that your big motivation?
Yeah, my family and my friends, you know, obviously those are the most important things to me. Those people that have been there for you and those that, you know, that will be there for you. But essentially, you know, I think that family and friends always come first in anything you do.
Hey, let me ask you this. Do you ever feel like you're getting burnt out, man?
You know, once in a while, I do feel that way. It's pretty much human nature to feel that way. So yeah, I do, Steve, once in a while, I feel like I do get burned out.
And what do you do when you feel that way?
Well, when I feel like I get burned out, typically I'll take a small break and, you know, I'll either call someone, like a friend or family member, or I'll just go to the gym. That's something that usually works really well for me is I'll head down to the next level and I'll work out. And that usually does the trick. And if it doesn't do the trick, you know, there's always times where sometimes you need to just get away and get out of town. And take a small mini weekend vacation to, you know, Las Vegas or to visit family or friends or just to get away for a little bit and then come back and you're pretty much recharged and ready to go again.
Hey, let me ask you something, man. I remember when I used to train clients and you used to train clients. How did you keep your energy up all the time? How did you bring it? I wish people listening to this call could actually have seen you train. It was crazy, bro. Like, I've never seen someone so intense, honestly. In fact, you used to get on me, and no one would get on me. You used to get on me, hey, man, Hogman, what's up, man? You all right? You all right? Look a little tired. You all right? I'm like, dang, no one used to do that. What did you do, man? Like, how did you get your energy up?
Well, pretty much the way I did it.
What did you do? Sorry.
Yeah, all right. I mean, you're scaring me there, Steve. What I did was just, you know, every hour I trained, I always wanted the next hour to be better.
Why?
Just because, you know, the clients come first and they deserve, you know, a kick-ass workout and a phenomenal program that gets only results. So if I'm not up to 100% and I'm not giving them 150% of energy, then they're not getting what they paid for.
But what about when you felt tired?
Nah, that's only to me. And I would never show any signs of tiredness or weakness to anybody else other than to myself.
Well, how did you know to do that? How did you know? How did you know that it was unacceptable to have low energy? Like, how did you know that? Where did you learn that?
Just growing up, you know, I've always been taught that, you know, if you're going to do something, you always go all out. Otherwise, don't do it. Hmm. So, you know, if you're not going to do what balls out 150%, then there's no point in doing it. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time, wasting your effort.
Interesting, man. Yeah, I wish just people could see what you used to do, bro. Like, I've never seen the energy like yours, dude. So, I still want to know the secret, man. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I want to go in. Like, did you drink coffee before you came in?
Nah, I don't even drink coffee.
Like a Red Bull, anything? I'm being serious. I'm being totally serious here.
You know, there was a couple times where, you know, in the evening for my split shift, I would drink, like, you know, half a can of Red Bull or some sort of caffeinated drink. I don't know if it's Red Bull in particular, but half a caffeinated drink if I needed it. But most of the time, I never did. You know, I would sleep 2 to 3 hours. In the evening, it's pretty much my average of sleep, and then I would just go at it as if I slept all day and had a lot of energy.
Dude, you're a machine, bro. Hey, let's shift gears for a minute. I know, like, everyone's talking about the 80-20 rule, and, you know, about 20% of your actions account for 80% of your results. And it's really even, you could ratchet it down to 95-5. Like, you know, we're always talking about, that's not my 5%, or that's my 5%. How do you determine, with all the little things that you could get bogged down with, what the 5% of the things that you need to do to move your business forward?
You know, there's no determining factor that the five things you do will be the five best things to move your business, but you will know that once you do something, whether it's working or not, and if it's working, then it's always best to stick with it and to keep pushing that towards the right direction. And if it doesn't work, you know, try it again, and if it still doesn't work, then move on and try something different. Because if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. So,
hey, how do you stay organized with all your stuff? Well, do you create lists? What do you do?
I don't know if you've ever been to my house, but I'm super OCD, ACD, you know, organized. My closet's like color coordinated. So pretty much like, you know, anywhere from like spreadsheets to binders to color coordination to alphabetical order to lists to to-do lists to, you know, basically, you know, personal, you know, monthly planners, you know, all of the above. I use them all.
When do you plan your day?
I plan my days the day before and I plan my weeks the week before.
Interesting. What do you think would happen if you didn't plan your day the day before?
Oh, then you just would do whatever you did and you wouldn't be as productive as you can be.
So you wake up and hit the ground running, right?
Yeah, 100%. I actually fly. I don't run. I don't run.
I believe it, man. I believe it. Hey, let me ask you this. What rituals do you do? Do you do anything on a daily basis to keep your mindset so solid?
You know, to be honest with you, the first thing I do, obviously, I use a restroom. The second thing I do is I brush my teeth, and after I brush my teeth, in between them, I wash my hands. But the second thing I do, I brush my teeth, and while I'm brushing my teeth, I actually tell myself, you know, I don't physically say it out loud, but I tell myself that I am very blessed to have everything I have from head to toe, from my family, my friends, the clothes on my back, the roof over my head, and the food on my plate. And that actually gets me throughout my day a lot faster and a lot more productive and positively. Just being appreciative of everything you have, and it's helped me out so much.
Awesome, man. Hey, are there any books that you've read that have really influenced your life?
Yeah, there's actually a few that have actually influenced my life. I'd say, you know, there's a book called Tuesdays with Maury. I don't remember the author of that one, but that one was a very influential book. It's a book that's a very personal book that's family oriented, and it kind of teaches you to not take family or friends for granted. There's another book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's a very good book if you're interested into real estate. I do a little real estate myself. Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. That's an awesome book also. You know, a classic book on just manifesting your own thoughts and thinking always positive. And it is always a handful of other ones. But those are the top three I would highly recommend.
Dude, is there anything else that you would add to someone listening right now that wants to have the ultimate mindset for success, that wants to be able to achieve what they want out of life? What would you tell them, man?
Just to not give up and to keep moving forward. And if anyone tells you otherwise, you don't need them in your life. And to surround yourself with positive people and people who you look up to and who you admire. And basically to, you know, to never give up. And who you want to be is the person who you can be. You just have to go forth and do it.
Awesome, man. And if someone wants to get a hold of you, man, what's the best way for people to learn more about you?
The best way to get a hold of me is you can call me or email me. You can email me at John Jung, J-O-N-J-U-N-G, at junglefitnessoc.com. Or you can call our number and ask for John. It actually, once in a while, forwards to my phone. If not, it forwards to one of our other fitness consultants. And the number for that is 949-302-4939, and you could just ask for John or leave a message with one of the guys there and they'll get it to me.
Dude, man, I really appreciate this interview, man. You're definitely a dominator out in the industry, man.
Cool, Steve. Well, hey, I appreciate you having me.
All right. Thanks, bro.
All right.
Oh, man, it didn't. No, I'm kidding.